Hey, it's Kirk and Marianne, and we've got really one of our favorite bands. They've been with us. We've been with the Struts pretty much the whole way, and it's the lead singer, Luke Spiller, joining us. Luke, how you doing, man? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really, really good.
I bet you are. It must feel awesome, Luke, to have opened for Foo Fighters. You guys were amazing on Friday. We loved watching you. What does it feel like to look out and have everybody know the words to your songs? Everyone was singing along. What's that feel like?
It's one of the best feelings in the world, really. I can't explain it. You know, it really just makes the job worthwhile, you know, if you want to call it a job. It's exactly what I live for.
We just announced this morning that you guys are going to be playing, opening up for Third Eye Blind at our Countdown to Kickoff. This will be the Struts' second Countdown to Kickoff. And I just want to say, the first time you played Countdown to Kickoff, no one knew the Struts. That was in 2015. Then you came back and played a little later at Ramshead Live, and it was sold out. So Baltimore has really been with you the whole way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. You know, much like a lot of the places in the States, but Baltimore in particular has been, you know, really supportive. And the touring life in the US can be at times like quite exhausting, but you know, when we get to great places like Baltimore and we turn up at the show and everyone's ready to have fun and have a great time, it just injects like a new lease of energy into the band and myself. And again, that's another thing that we live and we die for, you know.
What does Brian May say? Have you talked to him? Have you spent any time with him? Because One Night Only seems like an homage to Queen.
I've only met Brian May once, and that was when I think I was about 19, and I saw him doing some shopping in Kensington, and I came up to him and told him how much of a fan I was, and then he took a picture with me. Because he said I look special. I don't know, special in a negative way or a bad way or in a positive way, but I've never spoke to him since, you know, the band's come over to the US, or I don't even know if he knows who we are.
Well, I bet he does. We're talking to Luke Spiller, lead singer of the Struts. Hey, you recently played the Roxy Theater in Hollywood, so I'm sure a lot of celebrities came out for that. How was it?
Yeah, we had a bunch of friends come out that we've met over the years. We had, like, Tommy Lee come out. We had Chad Smith come out. Mm-hmm. We had Randy Jackson came up and played bass. We had Michael Starr from Steel Panther came up and sang with me.
Wow.
God, we had a producer and fellow artist, Butch Walker, come up and play some amazing dual lead guitar with Adam as well. It was really unforgettable. It was fantastic.
How many weeks out of 52 weeks in a year, how many are you off?
I'd say about maybe 8.
And that's by design. You guys are growing this band by touring so much.
Yeah, my agent, I think, has a death wish on me. I think he wants to literally kill me. So it's quite funny. I get this tour through and I'm like, oh my God. And now I just don't even look at it. I'm just like, you know, hence why I never know where we're going to be playing next. And honestly, I think it's the best thing to do, because as soon as I start looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, I start thinking about it too much, you know. So now I just kind of take every day as it comes.
Well, we're really excited about it, Luke. You're the consummate front man. The band, they rock their brains out, and we love the Struts here at 98 Rock. And Luke, thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll see you in September. Continued success on the tour.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Talk soon, Luke. Have a great day.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you.
And hey, tickets are on sale now for Countdown to Kickoff. That's Friday, September 9th, the Friday before Ravens kick off their season. It's going to be the Struts and Third Eye Blind at Timonium Fairgrounds. We'll be out there all day as your flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.